Hello, 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 everybody. We are back with A Girl and a Gay, starring our girl, Miss Rachel Ward.
Hello, 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 and as always, starring our favorite gay in the whole wide world, Daniel Cusimano. I miss you. I love you. I love you so much.
Seeing your face just makes me so excited. Like, excited. Even though I see it, like, every day, I'm like, look at my Rachel. Girl, she looks so cute.
This is my favorite time of week. It's my favorite thing to do because it keeps us accountable. Like, I get to hear about your life, even though we just spent the past hour catching up on other on other things that you don't want to share on the pod just yet. And
just
that's okay.
Yet. And that's a whole nother thing. But we rally. You know I'm a rallier.
You are a true rallier. Like, I genuinely, if you guys on the pod, the audience, were you guys listening, if you could hear Daniel's life that he just spilled to me, I am shocked that he is sitting here recording this and not, like, eating a tub of ice cream. But I'm so proud of him. I'm always proud of you. You always make me so proud.
It's called professionalism, baby. Even though life wants to literally give me the shaft every other day, I still show up ready to go.
As always. Well, Daniel, we started off with a catch up. So tell me, you know, what you're willing to share with me. Let's catch up a little bit.
Okay. So since last time I saw, I went on an atrocious date, which we're going to get into. And I had to leave the Dominican. I was in the Dominican Republic, everybody. So when you see this and you see the burnt nose in this, look at my chest. She's red. She's still red. Anyways, Nichols, can we block that out? Anyways, I had to leave early, personal and work shit. We love to see.
Okay. Okay. You had to do it for yourself. Oh my God. You had to do it for yourself, and you're protecting your peace. So that's all we're gonna say.
And you have to do that. And it's, you know, it's just knowing your life and your worth and whatever. But no, I'm here. I almost said I'm queer, which I hate saying. I'm here and I'm queer and I'm ready to go. No, but Dominican Republic was beautiful. Was staying at a friend's house. His parents retired there, and it was beautiful. We went on a catamaran. We went paddle boarding. I got burned almost, like, some poisoning, bare minimum. We were almost there. And now we're here. We're back in Orlando, getting ready for a good birthday weekend in a few days, and I'm with my favorite girl, Rachel. So let's go. What have you been up to, babes? Come on. Give me the tea.
Okay, I have, like, I feel like I sit down, I feel like so much has changed, but seriously, I haven't been anywhere in the past 2 weeks. I've been recovering. I've been recouping.
Recovering from what?
Just recovering from traveling when I was in Canada and then New York and didn't even see Justin Bieber. And then
that's so many things.
I was just like, yeah. I just need to take a break and, like, just recoup from everything.
You have to listen. We have to listen to our bodies. It's what we said on the last podcast. Listen to what we fucking need. And do that for our bodies. And that's what you and I are doing, baby. I love to see it. I'm for it.
Yes. So I, to be honest with you, don't have, like, too many updates. The most recent update I have in my life is I think I'm going to get a kitten.
Bitch, what the fuck?
I need a cat in my life.
Girl, no, you don't. How about we get you a man first? Okay. I feel like we start off, like, there and then we go. Okay. Miss girl. I can't do this. I can't.
You have a point. You have a point. Because if I have a cat, I will never leave the house. Like, I'm not kidding. When I was cat sitting, someone else's full-blown pet, I would go to the bars and I could not think about anything else except that cat. And I was in love with it.
Rachel.
And it wasn't even mine. So, like, if I do have a cat, I don't think I'll ever leave the house, which is maybe not good.
Okay, but here's the thing. You are 26, right? You are a single woman. We love to see it in the city, vibing and thriving. Imagine you're going on dates. Tell me about yourself. Hi, I'm Rachel. I kind of did a show that's not important. I have PTSD. I'm also working marketing, and I have a cat. And they're going to be like, oh, so we're starting the old age cat bitch lady soon. Cool. Girl, that's called embarrassing. Embarrassing, bitch.
It's you starting off the, hi, I'm Rachel. I have PTSD from a show I'm on, because only you know that this bitch suffers from PTSD from that goddamn show. I have PTSD so bad. The PTSD I have, I don't even want to talk about it. Daniel just knows that it's apparently is prominent enough to say in my bio.
It is, and it needs to be in her Tinder, it needs to be in her Hinge, it needs to be in her Bumble, it needs to be in her fucking, I don't know, what any other thing else. Like,
PTSD.
Okay, it needs to be in your Instagram bio.
Well, okay, maybe it's just a little obsession I have recently, but check back in a month and we'll see if I have a cat.
No, check back in a month and you better have a man locked down.
You're like, I don't
how is your dating life, though?
I don't want to see a man until, or I don't want to see a cat until you have a man. My dating life is not bad. I am seeing someone.
Me acting like I don't know who it is.
I am seeing someone, and I haven't been like as active on the dating apps. I am active on Raya though, just because. Girl likes to keep her options open, especially on Raya.
Can I say this? Does he know you are, does he know about, does he watch A Girl in the Gay? Does he listen in?
He does not listen in. No. He listens to the intro. And then once we get into the dating stuff, I think he's like, maybe not so much stuff I want to hear. So then he tunes out. So not really.
Tomato, 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 tomato. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. Baby, okay, we remember.
It makes him uncomfy, I think.
Baby, all of the men I have shit talked in the past two episodes have listened to the pod.
He's an angel, though. We're going away this weekend.
Where are you going?
We're going to Palm Springs for a little weekend trip.
Girl, I literally could punch myself in the face. How does it feel living my dream? Couldn't be me.
I'm excited. He's an angel. He would literally like, he's obsessed with me, which is so cute. We love.
Are you obsessed with him?
I am obsessed with him. But I don't know. I just like, there's so many things. I still feel so young and I'm still like, it just is going to depend.
Girl, you ain't.
Offline this a little bit. So.
What do you mean you feel young?
I just, you know me. I have commitment issues.
Baby, you feel young. You're 26. It's border on. You're about to collect that 401k check, baby. Well,
how many times do you get Botox? Thinks that I'm so old.
I'm like, I can't imagine being 26.
You're like, imagine thinking you're young. You're like, you are not young. Imagine
you're young and you have a cat and you're getting Botox. Baby, come on. Collect those retirement checks. Yay. Girl, dust off the cobwebs. We got to get into it. Hello.
Oh my God, I'm dying. Well, we'll have to offline more about my dating life because we'll offline.
Mine's terrible. So that's the update for me, everyone. Mine is dumpster fire trash.
Okay, but we're going to talk about first dates, which is exciting because first dates are my favorite topic in the world.
Okay, it's like, it's either, for me, it's a home run or it's not. Like, I'm going to cut and dry right freaking there. Like, I'm either chomping at the bit, salivating. Like, actually, I'm going to say it. I don't think I've ever been on a first date where I've been like.
Yeah. Okay, I'll actually fully say me too. Like, actually.
Like, I'm not like shitting my pants. Being like.
I also, on first dates, I will know within the first 15 to 20 minutes if I want to hang out with you again or if this is not it. Like, I will fully know.
I'm going to say it. For me, and this is so shallow, it's literally based on looks. Like, if I'm already going on the date and I'm not, like, gobsmacked over you, it's not going to end well.
Yeah,
100%. Baby, you can't fix ugly.
100%. Oh, no, I 100% agree with that. This is going to come off so
bitch, I don't care if you have the best personality in the fucking world. If you ain't given what needs to be given, walk.
Wait, in your circle intro, did they air the part where you were like, I'm not friends with us?
Right.
Daniel in his circle intro literally said to the camera, I'm not friends with ugly people.
And they said, what type of people do you not get along with? And I said, I'm going to say it. I'm going to get bullied for it, but I'm going to say it. I fucking hate ugly people. I can't stand them. Like, why do you look like that? I don't get it. Am I saying I'm the prettiest tool in the shed? No, mama. No, sir. No, ma'am. But when you be looking fucking busted up, Shrek, ogre, ass, swamp, water, girl, walk back home. Get a toothbrush. Get a hairbrush. I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I can't do it. I hate.
No one is ugly. They're just poor. Isn't that the saying? No one's ugly. They're just poor.
Bitch, no! No one's ever said that. What do you mean? No one's that's ugly. Just poor. Bitch, put that on a jacket. I'll wear it. No one's ugly. Just poor. No, me when ugly. I look at people.
You're just poor. You're poor. Sorry. Oh my god. Why do I have this feeling that people are going to come for us in this episode?
We're just being honest. If you can look in the camera and say, I like ugly people, you're a fucking liar. Do I think ugly people deserve rights? Absolutely not. like natural selection. I'm tired. I was so exhausted when I went into high school seeing someone ugly at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I said, fuck you, bitch. Number one, I have to wake up this early to come to here. And I have to see your cracked ass looking like this. I said, I'm begging you. Put a hairbrush. Put it up in a high pony, girl. I'll give you anything. I'm begging. And I whatever.
Daniel, you are unhinged today. Or did you drink coffee? Or like, what did you do?
Bitch, this is literally pain.
You're like, no, sorrow. I'm broken.
I am holding on for dear life at this point. Rachel said this. Rachel said, she texted me and she said, I'm worried about you. And I said, me too.
You're like, you should be because I'm worried about me. Like, oh my god. Anyway. Your teeth look very white. It's because you're tan.
Thank God.
With all that being said, I think Daniel, I'm out of breath. Our point was to say I've never had a home run first date. I'll be honest. That's why I'm still single. What? I've never had a home run first date because I'm either not head over heels for you or they're really hot. And then I get to the date and I'm just like, it's like talking to a cardboard box.
Like, at this point, though, I'll take the cardboard box. Like, if they're hot,
no
I'll take
connection, the though. But you can't take the cardboard box for life.
Bitch, who said so?
Me. Because I'm not letting you settle.
I am so deprived for a sexy, hot man to be so head over heels for me. Like, I will literally give my fucking kidney, bitch. I'll give my I don't know. What else do they want from me? My foot? Like, I am begging God at this point for a man to like
me. You're literally 21, Daniel. Like, you literally.
And that's what you said when you were 21. And look at you now. You want to have a cat, bitch. You want a cat. I can't be like you. I can't be like my elders. I have to change the script.
Daniel's like, I look up to Rachel, who wants a cat and is still single, and Matt. And he's like,
who is single with a dog?
He's like, what example are you guys setting for me? You're like, is this what I have to look forward to?
Oh my god. I have Rachel, single, wants a cat. Matt, single, wants a dog. I'm like, I can't keep doing this. I can't keep doing this. Like, oh my god.
I'm literally
Should we get into these horror stories?
Yes, absolutely. We should. You read that. You had a longer one sent to you. Can you read that one first?
Okay. This one was a last minute submission on my accord because I just saw it. okay. So I'm not going to say the name, but Miss Girl, you know who you are. Let's get into it. We'll call her C. Alrighty. C says, my first date with my ex-husband was a roller coaster. We went to a toga party. We were like 19. And he proceeded to tell me he didn't like me anymore, get blackout drunk, and then try to hit on every girl there in front of me and ended up letting the guys whose party the house was at cat out into the yard, then proceeded to throw up and pass out in the yard. We got married 3 years later and then divorced 1 year after that. Side emoji. Miss
like,
girl,
I'm
here's
sorry.
The thing.
I'm sorry. Miss girl, the toga party with the, he said he didn't like you, but then threw up in your yard and then you still thought it was a good idea to get married.
Baby, you want to know what this is? This is quite literally, you are in a rowboat, right? And back in 1912, 1916, and you see the motherfucking Titanic sink, and you said, that looks fun. Let me hop on. Where am I going to go from here? Baby, it was already sinking.
You were like, take my money.
You were like, oh my God, it seems so fun. And the boat is sinking, and you said, let me get on. Girl, like, it was the toga party for me. Wait, can we say this? It was first date, right? I'm reading back at this. First date, he says, let's go to a toga party. Then at the first date says, I don't like you anymore. Bitch, what do you mean anymore? How long were you talking? There's so much I need answers
from
here.
There's so much background context because this sounds like something that had stuff going on beforehand, clearly stuff happening after. Toga party is like classic college, like, let's get blacked out. And like, I understand like dating someone and them having a blacked out night, but like, if this man is telling you he doesn't like you and then he's like first impression, what borderline one of the first impressions is throwing up in your yard and like passing out, like, yeah, not good at all.
It is beyond messy. Speaking of messy first dates, do you want to give yours right now? Give me a messy first date. Like,
I have a couple messy first dates. One of them being I've made it. So I'm going to say one, then I'll say the other. One of them being I made a TikTok that went viral about this. It was I was on a date and we had a drink somewhere before. Right. So this is the thing, is I typically don't have nightmare first dates because I'm pretty picky about the men I go out with.
Same.
So when it's a really bad first date, it's either because of me or in story number two, my friends. Daniel. Just kidding. Okay. Quick story number one is we went on a date. We went to a comedy show before, two drink minimum, had two drinks, saw a comedy show. Great. Went to a wine bar after, couple drinks in. I wanted to impress the guy and I was like, let me pick the wine. So I was like, oh, can we get blah, blah, blah wine? Looks good. Whatever. Out, I thought I had ordered two glasses. Out comes a bottle. And of course, we're a little bit tipsy and we're like, oh yeah, no worries. Like, totally fine. Whatever. No big deal. Drink the whole bottle. The check comes.
Was it good? Was the wine good though?
It was good. Like, it was fine. Okay. Look, okay. I'm not a picky. I'm not like a wine snob. I'll drink whatever. I'm a red girly though. So red wine, whatever. Oh. Drink the whole bottle. The check comes and the bottle of wine is $300. We didn't get any food. It was literally $300 and I wanted to cry. Like, I literally got back from the bathroom and he was like, you're going to want to look at the check. And I was like, what? Like, I just like giggled and I was like, wait, what? And I like opened the check. It was like $300, Daniel, for one bottle of wine.
As someone who doesn't drink, I'd say this is sad for everybody involved. Bitch, I'd be puking up the wine to put it back in the bottle, put the cork on it and walk out.
Needless to say, we don't talk anymore.
Needless to say, we've never spoken ever again. Now, needless, let me ask you this though. Was the date good? Like, was the conversation good? Was he hot? Like, what happened? Did you split the bill? What happened?
To be honest, I was like post breakup. Like, this was pretty early after my like breakup. And yeah, reason, I was just in kind of like a rebound phase. And so I was kind of like, oh, you're nice. You're fun. Let's hang out. He really liked me. To be honest, the bottle of wine was not the deciding factor of like us moving forward or not. I think he really liked me. But I was just like, I was about to like be single for the first time in 3 years. So I was like, I don't want to be tied down. So there was like, he was a great guy and I like wished him the best, but it did not work out.
And here's the thing, is Rachel says that I don't want to be tied down, this and that, after her boyfriend, blah, blah. We're still on this train, ladies and gentlemen. Is the microphone on? We're still on this train many years later, and I've been begging her to get off of it. This girl has all the men in the world. Wait, again, side note, did you split the bill?
I split it with him.
Good. Okay, that's fine. Whatever. 150, yeah, whatever.
I split the bill with him. I got a lot of shade on my TikTok for that. People were like, oh, women, you're all like, women suck. Like, I can't believe you didn't pay for any of it. And I was like, no one asked. You didn't ask me. I was like, I offered to help pay. I paid for half of it. I could not live with myself if I didn't pay. Like, that's so, I feel like that would have been really inconsiderate for me to like accidentally order a $300 bottle of wine and be like, oh, you got the check, right? Like, no.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I'm not going to do that. Anyways.
Rachel's not that big of a bitch.
Don't get me wrong. I'm a bitch, but
just
I'm
not that big of one.
Just like not that big of a bitch. Second funny date story is when I went on a date with another Hinge boy and Daniel had flown in to visit that weekend. And I texted Daniel. He was with our other friend Jackie from the show. And I was like, hey, I know like you want to come over tonight, but I have a date. Kind of forgot about the date, but I was like, we're going to blah, blah, blah restaurant if you want to come spy on my date. Mistake number one by me, not thinking that Daniel was going to actually pull up and spy on my date.
This man, is such false. Like, how did you not know, bitch? Like, I literally flew to LA for a party hours before. Like, come on.
I don't know. So, of course, Daniel's like, absolutely, I'm coming and spying on your date. Fast forward, I'm on this date with this man. Daniel and Jackie walk in. They sit across the bar from me. And I'm talking. I cannot look at Daniel with a straight face, you guys, because I literally keep giggling. Like, if I see him out of the corner of my eye, I start to giggle. And this I giggled a couple times. I giggled a couple times. And my date was like, why are you giggling? And I was like, oh, nothing. You're just so funny. Daniel has the audacity to come up to me and literally pretend to be a fan, you guys. And he goes, oh my God, are you Rachel from The Circle? And I can't contain, I literally, for the life of me, I can't act. I am not a theater kid.
Tell him what you said.
I am not a theater kid. I go, I literally look at him. He's dead ass being like, I'm your fan. Can I get a photo with you? And I go, you're so annoying. I literally say to Daniel, I go, what?
What did I say? No. I think you were like, I was like, oh my God, are you Rachel from the show? And you're like, no. And then you were like, and then I was like, can I get a picture? And you're like, you are so annoying. And then I just took the picture. And then I think he was there. No, I think I asked him to take the picture. I asked him, I said,
a selfie.
No, I literally think I was like, can you take a picture? And then I sat at the other side of the restaurant. And then they come up to us after. I'm so sorry for interrupting your story. It was just so traumatizing. I was like, I cannot look at him. He was so hot. He was like,
why were you like so rude to your fan? And I was like, I have to come clean right now. I was like, it's not a fan. That is Daniel. He's also on the show and he's spying on this date. And we didn't work out either. So.
And it should have though. And I've cried over this many a night because this man was my husband.
Daniel loved this man so much.
If he's watching, I still love you and I still root for you every time I talk to Rachel.
Daniel still follows you on Instagram.
Oh my God, I do. I do. I definitely
you do. Know. All right, we need to cover some horror stories.
You already give me one because I gave you one. Give me a horror story.
Okay, mine are short and sweet and to the point. This one said, the guy I went on a first date with told me he was in love with me after date number one. He said, I think I'm in love with you and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. What would you do? I would run.
Bitch, for me, it's like, how hot are they? And I'm dead ass. I'm being dead ass. Like, if he's hot, like, if he's blueprint hot, baby, I'm saying, ride that day on that day. Like, I'm riding that all the way to the bank, mama. Like, goodbye. If he's
okay,
ugly.
What if he's like, okay, let's play the game. He's a 6, but he tells you he's in love with you after the first day. What do you do?
Run.
You're running.
Baby, if he's on a 9 or above, it's like, I'm scared. It's like, hold it down, bitch. Settle down, bitch. I can't do this no more. Lock the door.
Lock the door. Okay, that's so. If I was on a date and a man really said, I'm in love with you.
Oh, your commitment issues are shaking, bitch. Don't even.
I'm running for the hills. Running. That's terrifying. That's not normal.
Jack Star.
And for the record, I got multiple of these. Multiple, they told me they were in love with me.
Say that to yourself. Say that to your pillow. Don't say that to me.
Yeah. Say it to your diary. Huh. Write it down. Like, keep it inside. Keep that shit inside. Don't say that out loud.
Oh my gosh. Well, actually, I forgot. Since this whole I love you, I've had many dates where like men have like fallen in love with me and I'll say it and I don't love them. And that's so tragic for everybody involved. But a horror date story I have, it actually was recent. I went to an event with a said man and actually we're really good now. I'm gonna spoil it. Like we're fine. He picked me up from the airport today, actually. But we went on this date to Magic Kingdom for an event and he decided to go to the Contemporary. He had 3 margaritas and he was gone and he was like, I want to be sloshed for this event. And I said, okay, go off. And I said, let's buy a bottle of Absolut vodka, not a full bottle, not a mini bottle, but like the medium sized bottle. He's like, okay, home skillet, chugs it, half of it before we get out of the hotel, walking to the park. And I said, oh, mama, this is going to be bad. I put that bitch in my back pocket. We've already talked before. We've known each other for quite some time now. We go to this event plastered. He's like, I've effing run Magic Kingdom, this, that. Like, I can get us fast passes to any ride, whatever. And I was shitting bricks. We rode Space Mountain 3 times. We were supposed to get unlimited food, drink, candy, wow, pretzels, all of this.
Wow.
It was my second time going to this event. Literally, we walk out of Space Mountain for the 3rd time. He finds a bench, passes out on it for 4 hours. 4 hours I sat on a bench and I was like, I don't know what to do. And then I like was able to run and get 3 Mickey bars for free. Thank God. We get him up. We move him to another bench. I can't make this shit up. Homeboy wakes up, pukes, hits my leg, pukes in the bush. We're walking. I'm like, we need to go. The park is closing. Like, we've been here from when this event opened to close. I get him walking. He stops. He has to take a breath. I'm like, it is 1 a.m. I need to go. I have to go watch Stranger Things with my best friend in Tampa.
Yeah.
I have to go. I get to his car. I drive his car. It's a very nice car. I don't like how it drives, though. I'll say it. I have to swap him out of my car, get him into a friend's to like get him there, drive him to his friend's house. He's starting to make noises. I sprint out of my car, open the door. He projectile vomits, not once, but twice. And I literally was, and he shoved $15 into my pocket like I was a stripper. So.
Are you kidding? Or like his Uber or something?
No, I think he was like, I think he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, it was very genuine. He's an amazing guy. We literally actually just got lunch today. Like, I'm not kidding you. Like, it was, he just got Uber plastered. He just like, we got lunch today. He has an amazing.
I get it. Okay, so I've been there. I have gotten super drunk on first dates before and I never want to do it again because I pregame. High pregame, and then I'm likely getting drinks again, but I have to have like a shot in me before I show up for a first date. Absolutely, every time I have.
I'm literally going in that bitch sober. I'm fighting for my life.
I do not know how you do that. Genuinely,
I don't. Okay, I have another horror first date horror story.
Let's do one more horror story, and then we'll move.
I love it. I love it. Okay, this is easy. One time, a guy took me to a bookstore. But only wanted to look at the sex books. Let me tell you what's so wrong about this. Why the fuck are we going to a bookstore, bitch? What the fuck?
Wait. Why are we taking people on dates to Barnes & Noble?
If my man says, let's go to Barnes & Noble, immediate block. Bitch, I'm calling the feds. I'm calling someone. I'm calling Child Protective Services, bitch. Like, even if they're grown ass men, I'm saying something's wrong. Because
something's wrong.
So that's number one. And number two, why are you looking at sex books? Are you telling me you're not good at sex, bitch? Like, this is red flag, tomato. I can't deal.
Yeah, wait. I do have questions because in my Q&A box, I did not specify first date. So what if they had been hooking up and this man was, like, trying to subliminally, like, communicate to this girl? If this was a girl submitting this, I think it was.
To my future.
Yeah, is it a guy? Well, I don't know. I can't remember. I digress. What if he was trying to communicate, like, you're not good at hooking up?
Then if you're dating, you should be able to tell them that. Listen, I'll say this to my future husband, if you ever watch this, God hoping I get one. If you take my ass to a fucking bookstore, I will I'm going into the mic so he can really hear this. I will fucking leave you there and burn the bookstore down with you fucking in it. Thank you and good fucking night. I can't. That is so, if so, let's go to a bookstore. Immediate jail time. Life, no parole. God. Life, no fucking parole, bitch. Life.
Hands up, bitch. What do you want from me?
Literally a bookstore? I could think of anywhere else. Bitch, take me to watch fucking paint dry, bitch. Come on. A bookstore?
I'd rather watch paint dry.
Gosh, I can't deal. And oh my god, what happens if I marry an author? That'll be so tragic.
An author.
How boring.
No, I can't see you with an author. See you with an athlete, to
That's
be honest.
The nicest thing you've ever said to me. For all the athletes out there, take note. Thank you so much.
Daniel uses this entire podcast as a PSA. My husband, if you're listening to this, I'm right here.
I'll send you my ad. I'll send you the address.
I'm right here. One of these days, he's going to come along, Daniel. Don't worry.
I always said this. My husband is just as bad with directions as I am. So that's all I have to say.
So he's lost out there somewhere. He's trying to find
She is not him. Even heading towards the right direction. I don't even... he's not in the right continent, bitch. Like, he's somewhere else.
Here's a question for you. Do you go through your DM requests?
Yes, all the time, and I look for hot profile pictures. If you are a man that likes me, make sure your profile picture is hot when you are DMing me. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Do you get a lot of those DM? Like, none of the guys in my DMs are cute.
Not
one. I hate
saying that because I feel like those are the guys, though, who support us. So I feel like I can't say that they're not cute because they will not support us anymore. Oh.
I would say I'm going to edit this out, but I'm not because I don't know.
He said, but I'm not going to edit it out because I don't know. It's, but again, it's but here's the thing. A really attractiveness is a preference, right? We just had to discuss this at the beginning. It's a preference.
Okay, I'm generalizing. Most of the men are not that cute in my DMs, but I do have like relationships with, not like weird relationships, but like there's guys that support me that are like genuinely just friendly from my DMs. And I'm like, I remember Anthony is a name or... Bobby
I thought
is
you were
going to
say, Orlando Bloom. I said, Miss Girl, sit down. Orlando Bloom
okay,
is
I
not
digress.
In the DM.
I wish. I did have... never mind. I'm not going to expose any notable people in my DMs. Not today. Not today.
Okay. Let's go to... That's okay, wait. Let's go to Q&A. Let's go to a Q&A. So read me off like a one or two from your Q&A, and then I'll read off one or two from mine.
All right. This girl, I think her name's Megan, said, do you keep it short and simple, in parentheses, coffee, or longer with more time to chat, in parentheses, dinner/adventure? What do you prefer?
For me, I'm going to say if I was talking for them for a while and like I had a connection and rapport built up with them, I would say longer, right? I would say longer. That's if rapport is built, like we have been talking for a while now, yeah. Right? If it's kind of a quick thing or like talking for a week or two, blah, 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 like on and off, blah, blah, let's catch a quick coffee and go from there. I feel like that's probably the easiest and best way to go. And then if also, you can also say this, you can always keep it shorter, right? You can always go longer, right? So theoretically, you could always do short dates, but you could be at that coffee shop for hours and say, oh, do you want to go get something to eat if it's really going well? So I can see both things. I can say, if anything, err on the side of caution, do coffee because you can go longer. But if you plan out dinner, adventure, blah, 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 baby, you're in. You're in.
Yeah. 100%. My preference is shorter. And my preference is usually drinks. I usually involve alcohol. But... again, that's just reiterating what you said, Daniel, which is short gets you out of there sooner if it's not going well. If it's going great and you're at coffee or you're at drinks and you can be like, oh, let's like go to this bar or oh, let's like go try this place after this. And then you can go longer.
I agree.
Hit me with a question, Daniel.
Okay, I like this one a lot. Can I tell her how I feel or can I tell her how I feel about her on the first date? I don't know if that's a I'm in love with you kind of beat, or I don't know if that's a after the first date, I'm not feeling this. We shouldn't be doing this anymore. So I'm kind of confused on how are you interpreting this?
I interpret it as I'm in love with you.
Okay.
And absolutely not. Do not be telling people you're in love with them. If you are feeling bold and you're like, I'm not feeling this, I'm going to tell this person right then and there at the end of the day, like, hey, I'm not feeling it. Then like, you have balls and you like good for you for being straightforward, but I don't have that in me.
Yeah. I'm going to say if you're in love with them, no, you can say you really like them. Hey, I had a really great time on the first date. I would love to see you again. Make that initiative. Let them know how you feel immediately right off the bat. On the other side of the coin, if you don't like her or him, right, after the first date, let them know, hey, listen, I had a really great time with you tonight. I'm not necessarily like feel like I don't want to like lead you on. Like I didn't necessarily feel any like spark or whatever, and it's like I just want to be honest with you, it's like nothing on you, it's just like how I feel kind of be, and go on from there. I think that's the most respectable and approachable thing to do.
Absolutely.
Hit me up with another question. We'll do two more.
Okay, so I like this one, and this is something I feel passionately about because my friends talk about this all the time, is first date conversation topics. What do you talk about? And this is my favorite question to answer because I've answered it on my own Q&As on Instagram. The best thing about a first date is you can literally talk about anything.
Yes, ma'am.
And I say this with the exception of, I feel like Daniel, you like to talk to people a little bit longer than I do. For me, I'm like, let's exchange 5 messages max. Like, I don't want to be messaging you for more than 3 days before I'm like, let's go on a date. So I try to cover minimal topics over dating apps so that the first date is so easy because you can talk about anything. And there, you can literally talk about anything.
I hear what you're saying, but if it's the right person, I don't think it matters. And I think that's why I don't care. Like, for me, like, there's so many times, like, I see where you're coming from, right? Save a lot of things for the date to keep it fun and fresh. I see it both ways, right? I feel like conversation topics you need to be having, it's easy. You can just, you talk about your life. You can talk about your work, what you do, right? TV shows and movies is an easy one. What you're passionate about, what you love about, show them that, right? Where have you traveled to? What do you want to do in the future? Do you have any things, like, planned? Again, it's just, like, if you're with the right person or a good person, like, the conversation will flow because... You will go down one like you will go down one avenue and then like you'll bring up something. Oh my God. And then like I had this really good food when I was in Asia, blah, blah. And they're going to be like, oh my God, I love Asian food, Asian food, like blah, blah. Let's talk about that. So again, keep it like fun and light. Don't be like, let me tell you about my mommy and daddy issues. Don't let me tell you about my
trauma.
I will say this though.
No trauma talk.
I will say this though. When I was on my date with, I forget what is Zane. The one we talked about on the first thing, we both kind of like, he brought up like his gay trauma. And I was like, okay, if you're bringing it up, like I'll bring mine up because I don't necessarily care. For me, it's not that deep.
Sure.
But again, we also were talking to each other for a lot, a long time. So that's my thing.
Long
I'm going to give the last question to the viewers. It's, do you also notice loud chewing when you were on a date or is it just me?
I think you were on a bad date.
No. It's saying, do you notice loud chewing when you're on a date?
No, I think she was on a bad date or he was on a bad date. What do you mean loud chewing?
Oh, like, do you notice
it? You should not. I just never know.
Okay.
Because no one I've been on a date with is a loud chewer. That's really weird.
Yeah, that just sounds like a personal problem on his end. It's not even like it's a bad date. It's just he needs to go to the dentist and get his molars checked and maybe like invest in Invisalign.
Yeah, I was going to say Invisalign, dentist, call, Smile Direct.
Like, I have so many things I can send you. Yeah, if you're more focusing on how much they're chewing instead of the date, there's a problem.
Yeah, that's not it. He's not the
but
one.
But are you just not conscious of, like, I'm closing my mouth, like, eating up, like, eat up, king, like, I don't know. Men are so trash. I can't stand.
I'm trying to think of, like, something on a date that I've been on where, like, I can't. Like see past it. Do you know what I'm saying? Like something.
What about like smell?
Or like they're doing something and like I can't focus on anything.
What about smell? Have you did a guy not smell good? I don't know. I'm trying to think of mine either. Like mine always have dressed well, always smelled good. I don't think mine have never chewed.
I haven't really had any like major turn-off.
Mine was just a rambler. Like I had someone who like, and it was like kind of cute and endearing in a beat, but I'm like, I'm so exhausted, bitch. Like I need to go to bed. And like, you know, I don't sleep. So the fact that I was saying that, I was like,
well, that's the thing about dating in general. And my friend just went on a first date a couple weeks ago and he texted me. He's like, wow, now I really understand like what you mean when you say dating is exhausting, because especially first dates, you have to be like, you are in the zone. You are like listening and you want to have a good response back. You're putting your best foot forward. It's exhausting. And like, I curled my hair. I picked out an outfit. I got ready. I took a shot before I came, like paid for an Uber here. Like it is so much.
I'm going to say this, and this is my biggest tip and my closing tip for everybody is that just don't give a fuck. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Dress up nice. Put in effort, right? Don't be a sleazeball. Don't be a bitch. Don't not say anything to him, right? But go unfiltered. Like, and again, Matt's mom said this, and he was always, you can never say the wrong thing to the right person. And I'm just a person where it's like, there's so many times I find myself talking to guys, whether we went on a date and then we're just friends after, where I'm like, oh, it is so great to not have to care, because I'm sitting there. I'm like, I don't care how this goes. Or there's times I do go on dates and I kind of already know where it's going to go, but I wanted to give it a shot where like, I don't have to feel perfect. And it's just so easy. And I'm like, wow, this was nice. Like, I don't give a fuck what I say to you or what I'm eating or this, that, the other thing, like whatever, like live, laugh, love. And it makes it go by so much faster and so much easier. So just be yourself and don't try to overthink it.
Yeah, be yourself and just have fun. I think to Daniel's point, like have fun with it. Like if anything, that's the other thing is like, I sit here and I'm like, oh, it's a waste of makeup and it's a waste of energy. But it's like, hey, if anything, it's a good story. And if anything, you've maybe you meet them and it doesn't work out, but maybe you've made a new friend or you've, you know, you have a good story to tell. So
amen.
That's all.
Amen to that, Artie. Well, I think we, Rachie, I think we're all done with first dates. We talked about a lot. We talked about our personal life, our followers' personal life. We did a lot here, baby.
We did a lot. We covered a lot in this episode. I'm proud of us.
I am too. Well, guys, listen, you know, every time, every Thursday, bi-weekly on the pod, A Girl and a Gay, we don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but we always love keeping it spicy. Look out on our socials. We'll be asking for Q&As. Rachel, where can they come find you?
They can come find me on Instagram at @RachelWard_. And Daniel, where can they find you?
Always, almost everywhere. Daniel_Cusimano. My link tree is in my Instagram bio as well. Y'all, it is
follow the podcast page.
Yeah,
too.
Follow the podcast page as well. It's A Girl and a Gay. Guys, listen, this is episode number 3. We have a few, like a fun little few segments we're gonna have in the upcoming weeks about dating apps. We're gonna dive in and talk about all these dating apps, all the tea, all the drama. So make sure to tune in. That's all we have to say, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We freaking love you and see you in 2 Thursdays.
Love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Mwah. Love you. Bye.
Bye.